From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. World leaders and environmental groups are expressing their disappointment with President Trump's decision to withdraw the landmark Paris Climate Accord. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy, in a highly unusual move, issued a joint statement expressing regret at the decision. British Prime Minister Theresa May did not sign the joint statement, but says she spoke to Trump Thursday night about his decision.
I made the UK's position clear to President Trump last week at the G7 meeting, as did the other G7 leaders, and I made the UK's position clear to President Trump last night. Canada and Japan have not signed that letter, neither has the UK, but we all have the same view that we remain committed to the Paris Agreement. I spoke to President Trump again last night. I made it clear that the UK would have wanted the United States to stay within the Paris Agreement and that we continue to support the Paris Agreement.
Trump said the United States was getting out of the accord because it cost millions of U.S. jobs with its restrictions. He described the pact as very unfair to the United States and beneficial to other major polluters like China and India. China is the world's biggest polluter, followed by the United States. Iran has kept advances in its nuclear program within the parameters set under the 2015 accord it signed with world powers. A United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency made that announcement on Friday. A new International Atomic Energy Agency report says Iran has greatly reduced its nuclear activities and kept its stock of enriched uranium below the agreed-upon limit. Iran agreed to the nuclear deal with a number of Western nations in 2015. This is VOA News. President